If you hear the word millennial and immediately think an entitled 20-something scrolling through Instagram and munching on avocado toast, Michael Hobbs wants to have a word with you.
There's really very little evidence that millennials are any more spoiled or any more entitled than any generation of young people that came before. But there is a mountain of evidence that things are objectively harder for us.
Hobbs wrote about the challenges his generation faces in a December article for Highline, which is put out by the Huffington Post. Its headline, "Millennials Are Screwed," caught our attention this week, and we asked Hobbs to explain his pessimistic prediction.
Healthcare, housing, and education are more than 5 times more expensive than they were for our parents. There are fewer steady jobs. Wages have stagnated since the 1970s. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And so it's weird that we're constantly talking about how millennials should do this differently and millennials should do that differently, but we don't talk that much about, hey, the country around us can do some things differently too.
So you obviously believe that the baby boomers messed up your life. How did they do that?
Well, I've gotten a lot of emails since the article came out from boomers that are saying, we've fallen off the ladder too, and if you're 55 years old, there's a lot of discrimination for getting back into the workforce. But what we're seeing is that those impacts are concentrated on the young. So I think there's really 3 paradigm shifts. The first one is work has become much lower quality, basically, that there's fewer decent jobs now. Many of the jobs that are available are contingent work or sort of have been farmed out to contractors. Many fewer jobs provide things like pension benefits or healthcare these days. The second big paradigm shift was this whole idea of personal responsibility, that to get any help from the government, you really have to earn it. And so starting in the 1980s, we started looking really, really, really closely at what are welfare beneficiaries doing to earn their benefits. Meanwhile, of course, the boomer generation protected very fiercely their own benefits, right? So people over 65 have socialized medicine and they get free money every month. Meanwhile, anybody under 65, there's almost no benefits available anymore. And the only benefits that are only available to people that have full-time work, things like unemployment benefits or the earned income tax credit. The third paradigm shift is around housing. If you want a high-skilled, high-paying job, you really have to move to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Boston, one of these areas. But housing costs have gotten so high in those cities that it really swallows up any higher wages that you earn when you get there.
But let's look at another set of numbers. And I know this is not about everyone, but millennials control $2 trillion in liquid assets, and they can still look forward to a massive wealth transfer from their parents, who are boomers.
I think there are millennials that are doing fine. I think that when you talk about wealth transfers, what's really interesting is Americans over 62 are 80% white. And so when you look at these wealth transfers, white millennials are 5 times more likely to receive an inheritance than millennials of color. 45% of millennials are non-white. That's going to exacerbate inequality within the millennial generation. Mm. And so we're already seeing this, where cities are becoming concentrations of wealth. Cities have better social services, better hospitals, better schools. And it's only the kids whose white parents can get them into those engines of opportunity that are able to access those better services.
What do you think the responsibility of the boomer generation is at this moment?
I think really to think about the ways that their kids have it harder than them. Right now, the growth is going to people primarily who own land, who own homes, who own stock. Those are all people that are disproportionately old. And we need to find ways systematically to share those gains with people that are younger.
And I hesitate to ask this, but what is the responsibility of the millennial generation?
Well, I think there's a lot of anger from a lot of these people, especially who graduated during the recession. And so what we really need to do is channel that anger into systemic improvements to our situation.
Give me an example.
Well, like you think about welfare, for example. I mean, we talk a little bit about something like universal benefits or these kind of new forms of welfare. And we need to put these things in place. It's not impossible. Most other countries have this. A lot of it comes down to voting. But millennial turnout is very variable depending on the state. So in some places, it's as low as 30%, and in some places, it's as high as 70%. So what that really means is that there's procedures that keep us from voting, and we need to reform those and make it a lot easier for young people to vote. There's tons and tons and tons of systemic things that we can start doing and kind of unraveling everything that's happened in the last 5 decades.
Michael Hobbs is a contributing writer for Highline magazine from the Huffington Post. Thanks so much.
Thanks.